Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, August 11, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Ministries in Greece are already seeing success, and the Olympics aren't yet underway. Funding is needed to help with sports outreach, and short-term workers are having life-changing experiences working overseas. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Greece as evangelicals are preparing to share the gospel at the Olympic Games in Athens. AMG International's Cosmo Vision Center is the headquarters for many ministries who are part of Flame 2004. AMG's Paul Jenks says ministry has already been successful, especially with Indian construction workers.
We've had about 170 of those workers come to the Cosmo Vision Center and have heard the gospel. More than a dozen of those have given their heart to Christ already, and four have actually been baptized into a local church. So that's first fruit.
Jenks says one of their ministries will be at a church near the Acropolis.
Bottles of water will be given out. Attached to each bottle of water is a tract with not only the gospel message, but an invitation to come to AMG's bookstore to receive either a copy of the Olympic New Testament or a special edition of the Jesus film.
Next, the Jesus Film Project is one of the partners working at the Olympic Games in Athens, Greece. Their special edition of the story of Christ on video and DVD, called More Than Gold, will be handed out in 40 different languages during the two-week event. For many, it will be their only contact with the gospel and their only opportunity to see Jesus. $126,000 is needed to fund this effort to distribute 30,000 videos and DVDs. Pray that many will respond to the need. You're listening to Mission Network News. Two languages in Nepal and northern India will soon have easy-to-read Bible translations available to them. World Bible Translation Center's David Stringham says they've been working on the Nepali and Oriya projects for some time. Stringham says these translations will do a lot to help in evangelism.
The idea of being able to have the scriptures in a language where the average person on the street can pick it up and read it and understand God's word themselves is really a very powerful mission tool, that it allows the text to work its way into areas that sometimes missionaries cannot.
He says giving one Bible to someone has a multiplying effect.
If you give a copy of the scriptures to a person, it will actually be read by up to 10 people that they share and pass it on to others and such.
The easy-to-read translations will be printed by the beginning of next year. Meanwhile, more than 300 delegates from 33 countries have nominated their new president. At the General Council of the Baptist World Alliance, they nominated David Coffey with a five-year term starting in 2005. Denton Lotz, General Secretary of the BWA, was reelected for another five-year term starting at the same time. The BWA also committed itself to cut in half levels of world poverty by 2015. Pray that the BWA, with its partner ministries, is able to lead many to Christ as they help people physically. And thousands of Christians all over the world spent time on short-term mission trips this summer. Many of them were technicians, like American Steve Granz and Aaron Schiffer. They traveled to Brazil with JARS, an organization that speeds Bible translation by providing quality services for Wycliffe Bible translators and others. Granz says he learned a lot about missions on this trip.
A missionary is not just somebody who's a pastor going out to evangelize people. There are also missionaries who are going out to support the people who are evangelizing or going out and translating the Bible. You have people who are doing construction, maintenance, technology, computers.
Schiffer's technical assistants helped a computer glitch, allowing a tribal Bible translation project to get back on track.
It just hit me. Like, here's the Word of God that this woman's been spending all this time on, and it's on this computer. And here I am looking at, and I'm just doing this repair. I'm like the repairman. And that is basically what we're doing. We're part of this greater thing.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.